欢迎各位听众回到 TUSA 澳洲中文广播电台。接下来我们将会播放与新州奥特里选区州议员 Mark Craig 的访问。
Hello everybody and welcome back to 2CR Radio. It's our pleasure today to welcome again to the station Mark Carey, the state member for Oatley electorate and also the shadow minister for multiculturalism in the New South Wales Parliament.
各位听众大家好，今天我们很高兴再次邀请到了新州 Oatley 选区州议员以及新州议会多元文化事务影子部长 Mark Carey 来到现场。
Good morning, Charlotte. Thank you very much for having me.
您好 ,Mark.
It's our pleasure. So to start off, let's talk about Hurstville's Lunar New Year Festival. We know that it is one of the biggest celebrations in Sydney. Is there anything you'd like to share with our audience particularly about it?
首先我们先谈谈 Hurstville 的农历新年庆典。那这是悉尼规模最大的庆典活动之一。您有什么想与我们听众分享的吗？
Well, thank you very much. I mean, Hurstville's Lunar New Year Festival is one of the greatest celebrations on not just the local calendar, but the overall Sydney calendar. You know, it brings together tens of thousands of people right across Sydney, if not New South Wales, to celebrate the culture, the tradition, the community. What makes it special is that it's not just a festival for one community, it's a celebration shared by everyone. And certainly, you know, we see families and local businesses and performers and community organisations all come together, you know, showcasing and food and showcasing music, dance and traditions that really reflect the diversity and the energy of our local community. It's a powerful reminder of how multiculturalism works best when it's lived and celebrated locally.
Hurstville 农历新年庆典不仅是本地重要的活动，更是整个悉尼的重要文化盛事，每年吸引数以万计的市民共同的庆祝文化、传统与社区的精神。最特别的是呢，这不只是单一族群的节日，而是全民共享的庆典。那家庭、商户、表演者以及社区团体齐聚一堂，那通过这个美食、音乐和舞蹈展现了多元文化的活力。这正是体验了多元文化在社区层面落实与庆祝时的成功。
Perfect. This year you also hosted a Lunar New Year dinner with Matt Cross, MP for Davidson, at The Eight. What message were you hoping to send to the Chinese community through that event, and what feedback did you receive from attendees?
今年呢，您亦与 Matt Cross, MP 共同举办了农历新年的晚宴。您希望向华人社区传递什么样的讯息呢？
Look, you know, I want to send a clear message to the Chinese community that their contributions in our local community across New South Wales, in fact, across Australia, are deeply valued. And for me, it was very positive feedback. You know, people appreciate the opportunity to come together to celebrate the Year of the Horse. And I will say this, Charlotte, I was born in the Year of the Horse. So it was a wonderful opportunity to celebrate the Year of the Horse. You know, it was wonderful to have community and family and small businesses there. And, you know, it was an opportunity to interact and to build trust with the community.
我希望清楚地表达华人社区对本地、新州以及整个澳洲的贡献都是非常重要的，且受到高度重视。晚宴的反应呢，也是非常的正面，大家都很珍惜一起庆祝马年的机会。那我本人呢，也是属马的，因此呢，别具有意味。这是一个建立信任、深化社区联系的重要机会。
That's so great to hear.Now, moving beyond celebration, what do you believe Lunar New Year represents for the St. George community, especially for second and third generation Chinese Australians?
那您认为对于第二、第三代的华裔澳洲人来说，农历新年代表着什么呢？
I think that's a really good question, Charlotte. I think for second and third generation Chinese, like Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year is about continuing the culture and the tradition and it's about identity. It's a moment to stay connected, as I said, to that culture, to the language, to the family traditions, while also proudly being Australian. I mean, it reinforces that, you know, we are the most successful multicultural country anywhere in the world. And our greatest asset is our people. And we have people from each corner of the globe. As I've said to you before, you know, we have... some of the biggest Lunar New Year or Chinese New Year events outside of Beijing, here in Sydney alone. And it's really important that that continues. The lighting of the Opera House last week was something that I started many years ago, and it's continuing, and it's great to see.
这代表着文化与传统的延续，也代表着身份认同。这是一个与语言、家庭传统及文化根源保持连结的时刻，同时呢，也能自豪地作为澳洲人。那澳洲呢，是全球最成功的多元文化国家，而我们最大的资产呢，就是人民。
Can I ask, outside of Lunar New Year, what other initiatives do you take as Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism in promoting this?
作为新州多元文化事务影子部长，除了农历新年之外，您还会推动哪些措施或参与哪些活动来促进多元文化呢？
Yeah, well, look, you know, there are a number of events and there are a number of traditions that we celebrate throughout the year. For example, the Indian community, they celebrate Holi. We're about to begin with Ramadan as well. There's obviously the Mid-Autumn Festival later in the year as well for the Chinese community. We are a great example to the rest of the world that we are a very successful multicultural community. As I mentioned before, we are privileged to host some of the biggest and best Chinese New Year events and festivals outside of Asia. From Cabramatta to Chatswood to Hurstville to Ryde to Parramatta to Eastwood, our city is set to come alive with food, tradition, dancing, culture.
是的，其实一年之中呢，我们会参与并支持很多不同社区的活动与传统的庆典，例如印度社区呢会庆祝撒红节 Holi， 那我们也将会迎来穆斯林社区最重要的节假期，也就是斋戒月 Ramadan。当然，华人社区呢在年中呢也会有中秋节等重要的节日，我们同样会重视并一同的参与。我一直都说，澳洲其实是世界上很好的一个典范，我们是一个非常成功的多元文化社区。正如我之前提到的，新州，尤其是悉尼，很荣幸能在亚洲以外举办全球规模最大，也就是最精彩的农历新年活动与庆典之一。你看，从 Cammeray、Campbelltown 到 Chatswood， 再到 Hurstville、Wright、Parramatta、Eastwood， 整个城市都会因为这些活动而活起来，那充满了美食、传统、舞蹈与文化气氛。
Of course. We're going to move towards questions now about your electorate more specifically. So the redevelopment of the St. George Hospital has now reached major completion. In practical terms, can you tell us what has been delivered and what improvements will local patients and families notice first?
好的，接下来我们再把焦点转到您选区的议题，问一些更具体的社区问题。在圣乔治医院的重建工程已经是接近了全面的完成，从实际的角度来看，已经落实了哪些项目，以及本地的市民和家庭呢，首先会感受到哪些改变呢？
Well, we've seen a major upgrade to St. George Hospital, $740 million over the last 10 years. And it's seen a major redevelopment of the hospital that started with a new emergency department being built.And then, of course, seven stories on top of that, which is new operating theatre, for example, new quarters for nurses and doctors. We also saw a new birthing and delivery unit for mums and bubs that are born at St. George, which is wonderful to see. I mean, I'm a product of St. George Hospital, and it's wonderful to see that was able to be developed and delivered. And more recently, you know, we're seeing a state-of-the-art operating theatre, upgrading and expanding of the outpatient facilities, along with improved access to parking, which is something that is a great win. This redevelopment at St. George Hospital has developed real, practical improvements that patients' families noticed immediately, backed in by additional nurses and additional doctors, which is a great win for our local community. And most importantly, it means faster care, better facilities for staff, and more dignified experience for patients and families when they need the hospital most. And it's a great win for our community.
在过去的十年来，圣乔治医院获得了7.4亿澳元的大规模升级投资。工程呢，首先建设了全新的急诊部，其上再加建了7层新的设施，包括新的手术室以及医护人员工作区域。同时也增设了全新的产科与分娩单位，为在圣乔治出生的妈妈和宝宝们提供更好的环境。值得一提的是，我本人呢就是在圣乔治医院出生的，因此能看到这些升级的落实，我感到非常的欣慰。那么最近呢，我们还完成了先进手术室的升级、门诊设施扩建以及改善停车的条件，这对于社区来说是很大的进步。那这次的重建呢，也带来了许多实际而直接的改善，病人和家属呢能够立刻的感受到。那同时呢，也增加了护士和医生的人手，这对社区是非常重要的提升。最重要的是，这意味着更快的医疗服务、更完善的员工设施，以及当病人和家属最需要医院时，能获得更有尊严的医疗体现。那么这也是我们社区的重要成果。
Of course, in that same vein, as the population of St. George area continues to grow, do you believe local health infrastructure is keeping place, and what else still needs attention?
随着圣乔治地区的人口持续增长，您认为本地的医疗基础设施是否能够跟得上步伐？那我们还有哪些方面需要加强呢？
Well, look, you know, planning for the future is essential, and, you know, health infrastructure cannot be an afterthought. It must grow alongside our communities. I mean, population growth is something that you can't stop. You know, it's been strong, and while significant,significant investments have been made. More work is needed at St. George Hospital. You know, hospital, community health services, mental health support, aged care, you know, must all keep up with growth, population growth in our community. And at St. George Hospital, you know, there's already been a number of discussions about what next to do. I think that's really important that,We continue with the investment at St. George Hospital. We continue supporting our nurses, continue to supporting our doctors, but ensure that our patients and our families have the most dignified experience when they need it at St. George Hospital. And that's really important that we continue with the upgrade and the expansion of the hospital.
规划未来至关重要。医疗基础设施呢，不能是事后才考虑的事情，它必须是与社区同步的发展。人口增长无法避免，而且增长的趋势明显。虽然已经投入了大量的资金，但圣乔治医院呢仍然需要持续的投资。医院的服务、社区的医疗、心理健康支持以及长者护理，都必须跟上人口增长的步伐。目前已经开始讨论了下一阶段的发展计划，我们必须继续投资圣乔治医院，继续支持护士与医生，并确保病人与家属在最需要医疗服务时能够获得最有尊严的照顾。
Of course, cost of living also remains the top concern for many families. Where do you believe the current government has fallen short, and what would a liberal government do differently to ease pressure on households?
生活成本呢，仍然是许多家庭最关心的问题。您认为现任的政府在哪些方面做得不足？自由党呢，会有什么样不同的做法呢？
Issue facing local families, and you know, we need all levels of government to ensure that they've got policies in place to address the rising energy bills.That we have policies in place that tackle inflation, and that we have policies in place at when it comes to housing and housing costs. People want relief, and they want relief that actually lasts. When we were in government, we had a number of rebates and vouchers in place, which have now been cut by the current government in New South Wales. These vouchers and rebates in place were...the active kids rebate, the back to school voucher, the learn to swim voucher, and of course the creative kids voucher as well, or rebate as well. I mean, many of these vouchers and rebates have been cut, or stopped, or reduced, We need to ensure that we have as many of these as possible moving forward. We need to look at addressing cost of living. It is the number one issue for working families. I have two kids myself. They're very active in sport. They're at school. You know, as a parent, the rising costs of ensuring kids are back at school and playing sport as well is rising, and it's something that governments need to be addressing.
生活成本是家庭面临的首要问题，那我们需要政策来应对能源账单上涨、通货膨胀以及住房成本的问题。民众呢，需要的是持久而有效的纾困措施。在我们执政的时期呢，推动了多项补助的计划，例如 Active Kids 运动补贴、Back to School 返校券、Learn to Swim 游泳补助以及 Creative Kids 创意补助。但这些补贴呢，已经被现任的新州政府削减、停止或缩减。我们需要尽可能的恢复这些计划。那作为两个孩子的父亲，我亲身体会到了孩子上学和参与体育活动的费用是在不断的上升的。那政府呢，也必须要正视并解决工薪家庭的压力。
Of course. Road tolls are also a major issue for many commuters in this area. What is your position on toll reform, and what specific changes would you support to make the system fairer?
道路通行费是许多通勤者关心的议题。您对收费制度改革持有什么立场，支持哪些具体的改变呢？
Look, you know, tolls are a major concern for commuters in our area, particularly, you know, families, in my electorate and across city. The system needs reform. It needs to be fairer. We need more transport. And, you know, roads should need to be connecting communities and supporting economic activity. And that's why I think governments, all levels of government on both sides, need to do everything that they can to ensure that there is toll relief there.
道路通行费是本区通勤者，尤其是家庭非常关心的问题。现代制度需要改革，也需要更加公平。道路应当是连接社区、促进经济发展的工具。那各级政府、不同的政党都应该尽一切的努力，确保制度更公平，并提供相应的税务减轻措施。
Of course.And finally, we see that there are a lot of rising geopolitical tensions globally, and multicultural communities can sometimes feel uncertain or unsafe. Some members of the Chinese community are also concerned about the rise of the One Nation Party. What is your message to these voters, and how would you work to protect social cohesion in New South Wales?
部分华人社区呢，正在关注 One Nation 党的势力上升。您对此有些什么样的讯息呢？
Well, a couple of points here. I strongly believe in social cohesion, mutual respect, standing up against extremism in any form. And in New South Wales, you know, our strength has always come from unity, from people from different backgrounds, working together, respecting each other, and focusing on a shared future for our state and for our country. My message to the Chinese community and to all multicultural communities is simple. You belong here. You are valued. You are loved. And the success of our state and the success of our country is dependent on our multicultural communities. You know, our state's built on the back of many of our migrants that have come here in the last 100 years. My grandparents came here in the 1950s. My wife's parents came here. My mother-in-law came here in the 1960s. Our great nation is a success story of multiculturalism. We have people from each corner of the globe. We have people from each corner of the globe. And as I said before, our greatest asset are our people, are the people of New South Wales. And, you know, as a result of the success of multiculturalism, you know, we've got, you know, the best restaurants, Chinese, Vietnamese, Singaporean. We've got the best communities. We're able to celebrate each other's culture. And that's diversity. And that's the success of our great nation. I mean, people from all parts of the world have worked on building the Harbour Bridge, the Opera House, the light rail, the metro, worked hard, mostly, you know, one or two jobs, extended shifts, to really make a better future for them and their families. And certainly my grandparents did, and my wife's parents did. You know, they had, you know, two jobs, working long hours to put food on the table and a roof over their heads to ensure that, you know, the next generation, my parents and the next generation beyond that, me and my siblings, were able to go to the great schools and to have a better future.
我坚信社会的凝聚、互相尊重以及反对任何形式的极端主义。我的讯息很简单，你们属于这里，你们受到重视，也受到尊重。那澳洲的成功建基于多元文化的社区。我的祖父母在1950年代移民来澳洲。那澳洲呢，是一个由移民建立的国家。我们最大的力量就是多元与包容。 我的祖父母在1950年代移民来澳，我太太的父母在1960年代来到这里。许多人辛勤的工作，有时做两份工，长时间的工作只为了让下一代有更好的未来。那这就是澳洲多元文化成功的故事。Finally,
before we finish, do you have a last message you'd like to share with our listeners?
最后，您有什么想要对我们听众所说的吗？
Well, I really would like to extend my best wishes on behalf of my family to yours, to our state's Chinese communities as we celebrate Chinese New Year for 2026. You know, this year, more than 2 billion people globally will celebrate the Year of the Horse, which with hundreds joining right here in New South Wales, hundreds of thousands joining right here in New South Wales. As I said, you know, we're privileged to host some of the biggest events outside of Asia. And I'd like to wish you and your family and all those listening at home good health and fortune, and extend my very best wishes for those born in the Year of the Horse. I was born in the Year of the Horse. My 12-year-old son was born Year of the Horse. So I hope this year does bring you prosperity and positive change. And as you know, the Year of the Horse represents freedom. It represents speed. It represents breakthrough values aligned closely with our shared aspirations here in New South Wales. So I sincerely look forward to celebrating this special time with each and every one of you. Xin le kua le, kung yi fat choy.
我代表我和我的家人祝贺大家2026年农历新年身体健康，万事如意。全球呢有超过20亿人将会庆祝马年，那马年呢象征着自由、速度以及突破。我也诚挚的期待与大家共同庆祝这一个特别的时刻。Right,
I think that wraps up our interview for today. Thank you so much for coming by and for your time.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you for having me.
访问到此结束，谢谢大家。